know we discussed this bill last year, but again, as I'm looking at this bill, and I'm glad you said something, Mr. Chairman, about the viability of some of these children. What happens is when a family, and let me put it this way, because in most instances, there's a family making this decision. This just isn't a woman's decision. Normally, what a woman does is, especially when you're going towards your 20, 24-week period, in most instances, women want to have these babies. Husbands, wives, families, and in a lot of instances, this isn't the first time a woman's been pregnant. She might be pregnant for the third or fourth time, actually, but because something is going wrong, something that a decision is being made between the doctor, her family, and what's going on with the entire family, this decision is being made. What this bill does is more of a cookie-cutter approach to something that's very serious when it comes to patient complications in pregnancies. In fact, I wish the prime sponsor was here, because I need to ask a question. Is the prime sponsor? Oh, okay. Because when I'm looking at this, it even says what tools can or cannot be used in a procedure. And I've never seen anything like that. In surgical procedures, you're not going to tell a doctor what tools they can use to fix a heart valve or what tools to use in brain surgery. But for some reason, we're trying to dictate what tools in this bill a doctor can use during a pregnancy. That's just insane. Look, no one in most of these pregnancies, women and men are making decisions on what's best for their family. And in a lot of these are heartbreaking decisions being made, sometimes about the health of the mother, sometimes about the life of the mother. And yet that's not considered in this legislation. So if we're really a family-oriented body, we should be looking at this in totality instead of just this one. Well, maybe the child might be viable 20 to 24 weeks. What about the health of the mother, the life of the mother, and the viability of the family to be healthy? Has anybody considered that? This bill really, in most instances with these pregnancies, it's very extremely medically necessary in the family's life decision. And we can't remove the doctor's ability to treat complications of their patients by a case-to-case basis because of this rare health anomalies that are encountered. And this bill has no exceptions. And physicians have concerns about it, I'm sure you heard. And it ignores medical advancements and it ignores the science when it comes to women's health. We're putting the health of the life and mother at stake with the passage of this bill. And I don't know why we're trying to tie physicians' hands at a time when we need to treat and care for our patients. This is just so removed from what we typically do. But I guess maybe when it comes to pregnancies, you guys just want to, like, invade and just say, well, we're going to dictate. And you're not doctors. You're not doctors. I wish someone in this building that's making this decision would have went to medical school and actually practiced and actually been in a surgical procedure situation with these families. Yeah, I'm upset because I see this as eroding the rights of families, not just women. And what have we learned from that march in Washington, the Women's March? Have we learned nothing? Why are you banned it? But I think the Supreme Court will decide. I also think that the governor is going to veto this. So why we're passing this bill today, I have no idea. First of all, it was pointed out that the medical profession had something to say about this bill. But as we were debating this and then this hearing, not this hearing, but this committee meeting was coming up, it occurred to me that I heard from a lot of professionals, medical professionals, that weren't happy about this bill at all. Have you heard from them? Is my question, because that's the calls I'm receiving, is doctors, medical professionals just saying, you're interfering with our to practice. And especially when it comes to the tools. I don't know if any of you have seen this, but it even prohibits scissors from being in the operating room. I mean, that's just ridiculous. Forceps, all the things. Am I right or wrong?
For the procedure.
Oh, excuse me. Can't use a scissor. You know what? Because sometimes when you use a scissor, I don't know if to cut the umbilical cord, whatever. Scissors are a typical instrument used, but you can't use it during the procedure. Is that it? Sorry. Not that it's not in the room. That's what I'm hearing.
For the dismemberment.
While the child is alive, while they can feel pain and all that, you cannot use.
Oh, here we go.
Various other items to.
Okay, so why is the?
Let me ask a question. Go ahead. Cut them to pieces during that process, and that's why the scissors or other things. That's the only reason it's mentioned in there, that section in regard to dismemberment. And there is a provision in the Constitution that says that a cruel and unusual punishment, people are charged with crimes, are protected that way. So we have a child who's in the womb, and we can chop them up with scissors and other things. Go ahead.
Okay, so no exception for rape survivors, I guess. Or am I wrong there, too? Right, so if you're a victim of rape, and you know, a lot of times if you are, sometimes it takes a long time to come to terms with what's happened to you, right? So you don't even have an exception for that, right. Which just blows my mind, actually. Maybe I will offer an amendment in that regard. But no, here's the other thing. So when you go into these tests and you have ultrasounds, right? Why do we have ultrasounds? Why do women have ultrasounds when it comes to pregnancies? Because you want to see about the developmental health of your child, right? Well, what you were saying is there's a fetal test or a viability test, but what about the developmental test? Are we even considering that? Because say you have an ultrasound, 20, 21 weeks, and there's something wrong. Now this bill says you can't do anything about it. Not even if there's some developmental real issue with the baby. And that's usually what happens in these instances. Some serious problem with the child or the mother. Have you even heard of the instances? There's a couple hundred out there, maybe. Very few pregnancies end in 20 to 24 weeks. Mm-hmm. Those are painstaking decisions made by families because something's going wrong. Now, here's the other thing. And philosophically, I love this because I wanted to see what happened with this table motion. This is going along party lines, I guess. The other side of the aisle over there is always the one that preaches, you know, government, stay out of our life. Stay out. Less government. Except when it comes to women's reproduction. And then, you know what's even worse? When you do say to a family, because I'm not going to put it out of a woman issue, as a family, that they have to have that child. No matter if something was wrong, that it's going to cause some real serious issues with their family. The other side of the aisle is the one that wants to stop welfare all the time. So you want to force women to have these children, and yet when they do, there's nothing available for them as far as monetary, because that's what you do all the time. I mean, it's amazing to me how ridiculous this really is. You know what? Women, stand up, because we need more women to sit in the Senate and the House all over the place, because you can clearly see what's happening here. There's only one woman sitting on this Judiciary Committee. One! And I hope passage like this, because I'm convinced of it, by the way, is when one side has the majority by a lot, they overreach, they overstep. In an election cycle 2 years from now, maybe, they'll see why this was wrong to begin with. You just can't interfere in a woman's right to choose. You just can't. And lastly, I take umbrage to the fact that, I think it was Senator Eichelberger, you said that, all these people every day don't want to have an abortion. Myself, I'm not pro-abortion. I would hope nobody ever has to have an abortion. But this is a female's right to choose, and it's a family issue. And I'm going to tell you, all the people out there, there's nothing that breaks my heart more because, and I'll put this out there, I've had 5 pregnancies in my life. Right? And I couldn't have a child. People are pro-abortion. Excuse me? You know how many people struggle? didn't end it because it was just not meant to be. Didn't end it. I guess it was God's way of saying the baby wasn't viable, right? Miscarriages, they happen all the time for families. So you would think I'd be the one that sit there and go, well, you know, these women probably shouldn't have abortions, or families shouldn't, because, you know, maybe I could adopt one, you know? And yet I'm not there. Even though I had those miscarriages and couldn't have a child, and believe me, it hurts, you can tell. I would never, ever put this on any other family to make a decision right or wrong about what they should do with their bodies. Never. So, with that being said, well, I can't wait for the day that 50% of the Senate is made up of women. Thank you.
Senator Gortner.